Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation.
This is Evan Wolf with Cartwright Insurance. May I speak to Ms. Ross, please?
I'm looking through our directory and I can't find anyone with that name. Perhaps you have the wrong number.
My form says she's an employee at your firm. I can't read it very clearly, but it looks like her extension is 342.
342. Ah, that's our new division. Evelyn Ross, let me put you through to her.
Number 1. What are the speakers discussing? Number 2. What is the cause of the problem? Number 3. What will most likely happen next? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following conversation.
Let me explain the details of the contract of employment. The monthly salary for the first year is fixed at $3,500. From that amount, all income taxes will be deducted. This means about $3,000 net.
That sounds reasonable to me. What about the labor union, and when am I supposed to start my job?
Well, joining the labor union is optional. It costs $25 a month with a one-time $30 sign-up fee. As today is July 27th, would you be able to start working next Monday, the first workday of next month?
Number 4. What are the speakers discussing? Number 5. How much is the approximate monthly salary after tax? Number 6. When will the man likely start his job? Questions 7 through 9 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm here to see Ms. Duchovny. Is she available?
I'm sorry, she's meeting with a writer at the moment. Do you have an appointment?
Yes. We're supposed to discuss this month's printing schedule.
I see. What time was the appointment?
We're supposed to meet at 2 o'clock. I'm a bit early, I'm afraid.
That's not a problem. I'll show you to our waiting room. She'll come and speak with you as soon as she's finished. Can I get you something to drink while you wait?
Number 7. What kind of company does the man most likely work for? Number 8. What does the woman say about her appointment? Number 9. What does the man offer the woman?